mom bulet ko bikenda na turana na marama do rabo na wone lewa ena bono libu ngol new zealand bu ko simi ena ba city lebu ngo wellington ena wellington access radio 2.2 fm o mom bulet ko bikenda na turana marama do rabo na wone lewa ena sanet ni ko bani ndo bono ken samay bu ko tugu ena bono libu ngo wellington imbula mina ka sa bom bulet ko ani ena za tali ena za nimbula ena za nganga ni wone turana o jesus kristo ko ni ta kana bosi ni kalo ena na roza ni kuwa ena bi ba ungeti ena bi tumberi ki bikenda ena si ni dai na ki nimbula ni tabutu na ki nimbula ni tao na tiku bole vale se da baro tu mo ni khalaka se da baro tu mo lo ni motuka uno da banga baro mo ki na mataka ni si ni dai sa no ni tabi mo bi ki da bi tu bikenda ena mataka ni si ni kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena si ni hani kuwa au ni taka nina kauti kenda runa kalu ki nindu tala le bolo ni bingrami ena si ni dai da ku tumbe mai ni slan di wangi to si manga de si mai zaka si mai wuli si osa mai loni bulo tunde tu ena bono ngo ni slan di ka bo ki tu tu na bulo le ngo o Wellington o sa ba mbule tu ni weekend ena si ni hani kuwa sana raba raba ko lo mai ki ena si ni hani kuwa ba mai la umbeka la ka ndrobe mbua si mazwata mai ba patikira o kadabu na mai biti teilevu rewa serwa una musa sende ula la bina droga patikira musa sana la bula umbe kina au sanga umbule tu gani ena si mina nikua na hava tali ni wani tura hako sisu kristo
emi ani ndi vasa sa wana tura angra singa vina kani kua praise the check mana mai kina kasi leo emi ani greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Leonis of Sugaloto, Kemani Vakarovic, Magmana Nomini Worship Centers, so we can look to Matabu Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We're not going to talk to Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and the for sure, but let it be so we can go get us and be vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one of the melodic and the melodic and vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa we makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loiniloti, loiniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then sing ni loiniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning.
And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request to look at we to my TV in the Sawati, Kabakabota weekend and the Vakarongi Kunavali Babies Kimini Sana Chin to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we come in and dami tukana bi wali nimbula to bi mate sa kambe ko ko vuni wai sa sanga ni rawa so we can just log wali nimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Mai
Patalaki na mai nungu ena ni wasul menemuka mai matuku ni mula binaka. Patalaki na mai muala ni mula binaka. Saya ni mula dah mai bunuh batu. Patalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu sumusar gira ni mula binaka. Epi asom malabu ni mula binaka. Kemudian mai nasosu mai naviti. Kepatalaki na kemudian mai lombi mai waya. Darong ada tukar tukun yalo nikua. Dapat bina binaka tukar wana turanga. Ena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Darong ada nikua na tukun yalo. Weingaswe na na kai tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa na ka the things that you confess you soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni na kago bala tusa na ndona singa na tongo le mai weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mula tal the weekend na turanga na marama garu wono ni lewa zaga zaba obisa. We stay seni todo ni obisa. We lori todo ni obisa. Nimbula mina ni ndo shema tiku mai. Sanga ni mula zaba weekend ni na zaga zaba matai walu. Dalai nambu ama indalai na maka mai wai abi mai lotoka vature kuka mai lambasa nimbula binaka vei tamba kele ni matevalu nimbula binaka vi kemundo na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria na vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka ni kwa nero itabi mai kero bwa mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binaka ni kwa sita na nimbula labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangi to vala laka vangande bagabuli se kemuni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ye bulo ni tiku kina kemo misaba mbula tiku aina fosua totoka tulen raki tobo suwa wagalindi marabu lalu raitu na isa sokolami wa ingena kitale nga embasi kalibu mai ombea gai viri awa wakatalaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka nisika ni na inda mga pili binaka mga lebu wana kalu waka suso manda wana turanga kabi kwa ya toka esa mga zi ngupa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna mata nisika nga isika nisa umi
emeni
emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe somo raka tumai uza mailo malange kina mata nisika merli visa umi nangona ni yata mamata kinoa kina zangi rau lingua usama lima lingua talingua sanga magandua ni bau stail na zangi sulia na kalu na singa minanga nikua kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso ulgo walu ruso ulga liwa kina tol so bulu ndu lango mai vya kwa kemendu magandua sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu kai katu kutisu ndu lango mai vya come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dulu mai bawa kimi tuan tu sah. Orang ni dulu terlebih dahulu bibi. Aku nak fakir dengan kimi tu. Hallelujah. Doktor bikin, doktor bikin kimi tu nak nunggu ibu. Emeni. Ni sarau rau nak nunggu ibu angin mama dan nak nunggu dolar dolar.
Hallelujah.
Yang lebih sureti uos si bintang dua. Kau tutu lebih sureti. Mau indo lebih sureti ni. Uos si bintang dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul apa seni kalau kau kau akan ngata sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemarin ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
emeni mana hal talangan aku nama mana nanduri mata iku ya kendera rere iku ya kesian talangan itu leka kendera rebuni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisoko songo lotu ba Kristo. Endo na kamusiti utiko na lotu ba Kristo. Kena ndo ulanga tuwele na lotu ba Kristo sambule tuwe ndai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. Kama bale ni bisure tete wala kalo dola ko mai biao mai dola ko mai mai o ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba o ko eta putu biao ko enda mudebwa ka ko ko lame lo dola ko mai ni lo ko dola ko mai ko e baga ndu na e ona ni zolata na izolva la bibi kalim me kana otimu kalim na lube mu ndu e mos biiko ndu e mola kamiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya en mataka ni sigani ko menda lo ko mai biiko ya en mataka ni sigani Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Spill up your high five, man. Tiko donu. Tiko donu. Ngona ngonu. Wasa donu. Amen. Niko tiko nala. Wasa nala. Sala nala. Niko tiko donu. Wasa donu. Donu donu. Sam donu melo malang. Ngay donu weiko. Sin donu may mulu. Donu melo malang. Ngay donu weiko. Amen. Nakae zala buana temata. Enon donu buana kalu. Because we are living in a life. Everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabi tukini kuwa sona kame ya dhona nungungula vaka mevisa ubalila inabika ikona numa nivina kabiko. Sabe kenda ya varongo tukumeni kuwa duna kame ya dho emitu vaka ndo talikina nungungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai vaka dhalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kabi kwa sandi durumbi akani ya dho, yes ya dho. Ini kuwa merongo tukini ndo mini kilomi kwa nanonona numa etu indume nanonona numa. Na veka iko na numa ndivina kaviko, intu intu wina kaino numa kwa ndivina kaviko. Nyinda na railo malangi za sengini reza na kani za wazawa. Gekau kwa viko batike yao. Mevakana yawa ni lo malangi mena ndele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, na nungu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Singatambu, not a maguko ituranga rebaktawa. Via Kabini Singatambu, and I haya ni tiko na tinangu. Na nito vale, senga kena na lounge, open space, but it's na nito store. Kito na nondonda miti mo ikito na chuna katumbini store. Via Singatambu. Enayani na neto sulu na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na bimadawa kito na ndandawa kito kito na yetu na langser langa po lotu vita lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni ni neto ngunuti Bambakau langa susura kichu mikina. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Ya buki mana temanku nanda miti kau kuasa buki mibiau, dabo buki telmo kau kanga kau biau cili wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water, just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you can have a rotiki. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Oh. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Okay. Lord, what we best go to come in a kakina? Yes. You're gonna tell me the club. My husband, you took my wife for that benefit, yes. Bekenda na makamati, bekenda na matubali. You could say, tiko batikenda na matubali. Make the decision now. And worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. I was saying, why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I began to...